Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And Paul the rebound. Cross court for Harden. Knocked away. Kuminga saves it. Goes to Curry. Flipped it to Hield. Left hand layup inside.
How about that save by Kuminga?
My goodness.
What a fantastic defense.
Right hand going out of bounds. Backward flip. Put some English on it. And spun right to Curry.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Coach Kerr. Kuminga making different kinds of plays this year.
But not just him, though, Steiny, because obviously, he was the talk of the offseason. I just really believe if this keeps up, you didn't ask, but for Dub Nation out there, he's not going anywhere. But Pods, Moody, Post now, like, we could keep going. Richard, singular, Richard. But, yeah. Also, a friend just texted me, Evan, in the business, Scott Brocious. But his were go ahead.
Scott Brocious was an extremely clutch postseason performer. He had multiple go-ahead home runs in the 98 World Series. He had a game-tying home run in the World Series, I believe, in 2001 against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Okay, I remember that one.
He never hit a walk-off home run in the World Series.
Okay, gotcha. Evan, hell of a guest.
Evan, can I ask you something?
Huh?
What year was that, 98?
Against the Padres, yeah.
So, did you just look that up?
The Padres have only been to two World Series, the last of which in 98.
But you were 5 years old at that point, right?
Four.
So, did you go back and study that world? Like, you know what I mean? How'd you learn about it?
Just read? I don't know.
All right.
Well, I like baseball. So,
I love it. I got in his ear during the break too to tell him
what
about Scott Brocious, the text that I got.
Scott Brocious was also a head coach in the conference that I played in college.
Linfield. No, you went to Willamette.
I went to Willamette, but Scott Brocious also went to Linfield, and then he was the head coach there.
E, what was your best pitch, honestly?
Oh God, change up.
Look at him. Now, I do have
Did you change your arm slot, though?
No, you can't. Otherwise, they know it's coming.
You were tipping.
What was your thing in last baseball season? You got to come in. That is great.
Oh, I thought it was baseball has spoken.
Yeah, baseball did speak last year a few times.
Now, I'm going to speak real quick so I don't even get back to it. Look, I know we're the Warrior flagship. I am so fired up about the Warriors. I'm fired up about the Giants. I'm fired up about it all. But if you ask me right now, you can lock me in a room. And I go to a whiteboard with a sellout crowd, and there's only one sports topic I could talk about right now. Ask your partner, what would it be? Because I got the itis.
What would it be?
What is going on? I mean this. With Brock Purdy and his toes, Tati. Like, you can come back, but are you going to be at your optimum self when you come back? Like, seriously, just we are just sleeping the wheel about this,
who's
man.
We?
Just the Bay. Nobody's, like, concerned. Like, this is a big deal. You win this game, you might get some more trades. We ain't talking about Keon White.
But, well, of course we didn't.
But but still, he got five career sacks. But the bottom line, Steiny, is this is your Joe Montana or Steve Young, and everybody's just ho-hum. Like, damn, I can't wait to see, does he finish the season? Does he come back? Because that's where I'm starting to think.
So, are you
I'm
familiar?
I'm sorry to hit you with that. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. Are you familiar with the Serenity Prayer?
Yeah, come on,
Okay,
Steiny.
Well, that's what this is about, Goo.
We got it when you walk in our house.
You have to accept what you cannot change, and we cannot change what's going on with Brock Purdy and his foot. You have to have the courage to change, though, what can be. Well, that doesn't apply here because it's not your freaking toe.
No, I just want some incense.
I'm not finished with the Serenity Prayer. The punchline's coming up. And the wisdom to know the difference. So we can't really do anything about the Purdy injury, but it seems like you're trying to get at a larger point here.
No, I love to see you. It's you guys. This is why I love you guys. You think I am. No, I'm asking you, what do you think is going on?
I think he has turf toe, and I think they're figuring
out. What degree of turf toe? We know it's serious.
The kind of turf toe that keeps you out a few weeks. And they're trying to determine whether it's going to be 3, 4, or 5.
All right.
It feels like it seems to me what you're saying is, Steiny, something's missing here. Something's fishy.
Like, does he need to Joe Burrow? Because we know there were torn tendons up under there. Melissa Stark told us that on Sunday Night Football. And I'm just thinking about, you know, Lynch and Kyle, if they somehow win this game in New York Sunday, and they can, I'm just thinking to myself, okay, do you go all in, or do they know something, or will they know something about Brock Purdy at quarterback? Or does that, having Mac Jones, if you didn't have Brock as your option, does that suffice? Are they still going after it, even if Mac's back there for the rest of the season?
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Is it not enough? Is it not enough if I say, well, on Monday we heard Mac Jones is day-to-day, and we pretty much know Purdy's week-to-week. So to my way of thinking, if we know that, that means every Wednesday or so.
Which is today.
Right. Kyle Shanahan's going to talk to the media at 12:40, and I would like to believe, after he said it's not a long shot for Purdy to play on Monday, that on Wednesday he'll know a little bit more, be able to narrow it down, knowing full well he's probably going to have to go do something Thursday and Friday to prove that he can be out there on the field. Mm. But I think that's where we're at. We're clearly at a point where they're determining whether he's healthy enough to play or not.
Okay, and this is my follow-up, and I'm excited about this. But this is me, and I've said it. I wanted to see Mac. I thought it was a good thing. Mac hasn't been bad. But I'm asking Matthew J. Steinmetz today, what is the difference with Brock Purdy under center for this current Niner team in the state they're in to you? Or is it the same or no difference?
I think he's got a better shot than Mac Jones because I think their offensive line isn't very good. Mm. And I think that he's more mobile than Mac Jones. And I think that if and when you get your players back like Pearsall, hopefully Ayuk, he's got the rapport, meaning Purdy, with those guys and Kittle and McCaffrey, and ideally then you could get something clicking offensively.
All right.
I will say this, though, and correct me if I'm wrong, 49er fans, because I was giving Goo grief, but I do agree with him in the big picture. I do feel like maybe in other cities... Oh. With their quarterbacks, it's more of an urgent situation, or maybe the coach gets questioned about it more frequently. But here, it feels to me like most 49, and I say this, and you're...
No, we're here. I got you. No, go ahead.
You're going to say I'm pandering, yeah. And I kind of am, but I'm kind of not. I feel like if you're a 49er fan and you watch all the games... And you're a pretty smart fan. It does feel like most 49er fans don't think there's a huge difference between Purdy and Jones to the extent that people are clamoring for Brock Purdy. They would be clamoring for Brock Purdy if they thought Brock Purdy was above and beyond, beyond a doubt, better than Mac Jones. But I think they look at both quarterbacks and say, you know what? The difference isn't that huge. And so because the difference isn't that huge, let's be cautious rather than have to get him back in.
Hey, Steiny, I might have to tip my cap. You know, we don't have a poll to determine if you're right, but basically you're saying in Mac Jones, Niner fans are saying we're in good hands. We're like Allstate. We're in good hands.
Yeah, I mean, 888-957-9570.
That's what it sounded like.
For example, okay, and I'll bring him up. Harry.
Yeah.
Okay? For the last 3 years, Harry's been telling me, you know, because you know how we've
your
talked
friend
about
Harry, yeah, yeah, for the people that don't know.
The guy everybody thinks isn't a real person, yeah, but he is. So over the last 2 or 3 years, we've been discussing Brock Purdy. Is he really good? Is he this good? He was Mr. Irrelevant, but could he really be? Is he going to get all that kind of stuff? And for 2 or 3 years, Harry said, you don't get Purdy's fine. He's really good. He does everything Kyle wants, all those kind of things. And then last year when he didn't play well, he even said, you know, it's not all on Purdy. You got to have the players, blah, 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 blah. After 5 games this year, Harry's saying, I think Mac Jones is better than Purdy. And he's not a Purdy hater. He believed in Purdy. So I look at that and must think that there are a lot of 49er fans out there that just don't think there's a huge difference between the two.
Do you?
No.
And neither do I.
I kind of don't.
But
I think Purdy's better. I just do because he gives you more options because of his mobility.
And with the, I'll call it right now for what it is, the porous offensive line, I mean, that's a damn good attribute to have if you're Brock Purdy and you're more mobile than Mac Jones. So, yeah, Stoney, I'm just like, we're getting down the road in this season to where, okay, and maybe they'll tell us, maybe they won't. Is Brock feeling like, you know, yesterday was Tuesday. Was it feeling better? Does he need to get tackled? Because if those are the things, then Stoney, this is a crapshoot. This is the dice table in Vegas at the Bellagio. This is what this is, because practice, he's not getting tackled, and we'll never know how the toe's going to react until it's go time. And to me, that's scary.
Yeah. I mean, he's missed 6 of 8 games.
Dude, wow.
After he signed his big contract. So, yeah, there's something going on here with Purdy, and we gotta kind of figure it out. Here's the other thing I was thinking, and maybe I'm wrong, but again, 888-957-9570. I really want to get into Purdy and Mac Jones here and what's going on. I'm a firm believer, and I've said it a million times, that I believe coaches and front offices, they know how good their team is. They know how good they can be, and I think they are very realistic for the most part about their chances for success. I think if you're Kyle Shanahan and you're John Lynch and you look at this team right now with how the season's gone, even though you're 5-3, I think it's possible to come to the conclusion, you know what, we're probably not going to win a Super Bowl this year.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean we don't want to make the play. Here's what I'm getting at. Do you want to bring Purdy back if he's not going to be playing with Pearsall and Ayuk? Meaning, they're probably not going anywhere.
But don't I owe that to Kittle and Juwan Jennings and Trent Williams? I'm just,
well,
and
you,
McCaffrey?
Well, you, owe, they, it,
you know
owe
what
it,
I mean?
You owe it to them to bring back Brock Purdy when you feel confident Brock Purdy's healthy enough to be better than Mac Jones.
But the way you just phrased that, Steiny, you kind of alluded to, let's save Brock for Brock.
Yeah, I would.
But what about Evan and Goo, well, and Carter? You know, what about, you're going to hurt our chances to maybe try to be the best version of ourselves?
No, I don't think they look at it like that.
Even if that's a one and done.
I think if you went to Christian McCaffrey and said, we're going to go with Mac for a little while longer, he wouldn't say, well, now we got no shot. See, that's what I believe the team might not think there's a huge difference between the two.
Mm.
So they'll if they think that, then they'll get behind anybody, I would think. But that's just kind of my thought on it.
Do you get my my drift or catch my drift when I just say, just from a true football fan perspective, Steiny, I've seen so much of Mac now, and it's been better than I even thought, but I've always been a fan, that I'm ready to see Brock back under center.
Well, or, just because you're ready doesn't...
Or do you say because of the toe, you almost don't even want to watch him? Because you don't know what is what.
I want to watch him for sure.
Because you said there's no pass of if he throws two interceptions.
Have I told you about the serenity prayer?
Yeah, you just did.
There are things that are out of our control, such as this injury. But we can want him to come back, but we cannot change when he will or won't come back. So we've got to play it by ear. We've got to let it play out.
Is that the only prayer you know?
No.
Give us one more.
Catholic school. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. And
forgive.
Forgive those who trespass against us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Lightning strike on his
way. Let's go to Matthew and Vallejo. Let's get back to Purdy. Let's get back to our savior, Brock Purdy. Matthew Vallejo. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love the discussion.
Thank you.
And I think my opinion on Brock has changed a little bit. Just amazed like everybody on that first couple of years. He's been slightly compromised shoulder and toe. Mm. And what I've watched is a lot of passing from the back foot. I love when they pass on that front foot. They've made up their decision. They're drilling it in, good or bad. And a lot of times when Brock's got one in the air, all of us are going one Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Wow.
When he dropped those dimes in on Ayuk a couple of years ago with those perfect routes, perfect drop, and oh, my God, the timing was great.
Mm-hmm.
But now that he just doesn't quite have it, every time the ball's in the air, I'm holding my breath. Now, Mac Jones is not as mobile as Brock, but he's got a lightning arm. And I don't worry the same time when it's in the air. He's drilling it one way or the other. Completion, incompletion, I take my chances. So really, right now, I find them very comparable. Brock is supposed to be a little bit more mobile. True. But Mac can drill him in there a little bit. So I don't want to see Brock Purdy until he's 100% and throwing off that front foot. He's our guy for a couple of years. No reason to rush him at 5-3. And guys, I'm really enjoying the conversation. Thanks for listening from Matthew from Vallejo.
Hey, Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate it, man.
I'm a great dad, Steiny, A-. And let me tell you, he had the guts of a cat burglar. Because when we talked about Brock Purdy in that Seattle game and that touchdown to Tonjes, Steiny, that was an interception. They even got a stat now that I love on when the ball's released.
I disagree.
The percentages of it being picked off.
But what does that matter? He was a game-winning touchdown, and you're like holding it against him.
No, I'm not, because
he was in a spot where he had to try to make a play.
But
and
it
he
speaks
did.
To his other point of when Purdy's ball's in the air, Steiny. It is one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi.
Well, if you're saying that on a game-winning touchdown pass,
and I got you, but
then
you
then
know what
he
I mean.
He stinks.
Though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't buy that. That's too harsh to me.
Well, if he's got turf toe, I would tell our guy in Vallejo. Maybe that's what's keeping him out if he's throwing off his back foot because he can't. The toe, it's the throwing toe, right? The throwing foot?
The back foot. It's the back foot. It's the right foot, I believe. The one he plants off of, and that's what he can't plant off of.
Man.
And that's why it's been sailing high.
Yeah.
I'm more, you know, it's funny because I was wondering that, you know, Brock Purdy gets hurt. Mac Jones steps in. Brock Purdy comes back, gets hurt again. Mac Jones steps in, and I felt like the first time Purdy went out, some of the conversations, I don't want to say were manufactured, but it was, you know, it was week four, it was week five, and, you know, let's keep Mac out there until Brock Purdy is, you know, ready to go. Well, now it's week eight. I'm sorry, it's week nine. It's week nine. The season's half over.
That's
right now. So,
man.
So I do feel like, with the season half over, it's time to say, what is going on at quarterback? Okay, there's short-term and long-term. What's short-term? Okay, short-term is we're not putting Purdy back on the field till his toe's right.
Right.
All right, that could be this week, next week, or in 3 weeks. Fine, you do that. Do we have any issue beyond that? That's what I'm getting at. Do 49er fan, you know, Brock Purdy's been paid. We've seen what Brock Purdy's done.
They ain't even kicked in.
But I think it's fair to say, you know, I love Brock Purdy. I wanted to sign him to that contract. I knew it would be $50 million, but he's got what it takes to be our quarterback. All right, you make that decision. And now because of some unfortunate events, you've witnessed a backup play six games and he looks pretty good.
And they made a trade. I know it was, I'm going to use your verbiage, Steiny. It was around the edges, right? For some pass rush. Is that Lynch telling us that even if Brock was here, I'm not slowing down us trying to go get better in areas to take a run at this thing?
No. You know what that guy is?
Keon White, go ahead.
He's a body. Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah, but he was what?
It doesn't matter.
What's my guy from Dallas and Chase Young?
No, he's not. He's not even that good.
No doubt about it.
He's not as good as Chase Young.
But my point is,
he hasn't done what the other guy did, Gregory.
My point is, the reason they went and got him is the same thought process.
No.
They need help, Steiny.
No, I disagree.
Randy Gregory, he's not as good as those guys.
I disagree.
I'll give you that.
I think those teams, they got those guys because they thought they could get over the hump a little bit. They got this guy because they don't even think they have legitimate pros to put out there.
That's real, though. We watched that Sunday.
I'm not Christian McCaffrey saying, oh, you got to love it. You see, John Lynch went all in for that guy from the Patriots. They don't even know who he is.
I got you, but Steiny. Hey, I'm not saying throw a party because John did it, but it was what you, Evan, and I, and the listeners, a move around the edge.
Yeah, but I don't believe this is. I don't even think it's that, but fine.
I mean, if this dude plays Sunday and gets two sacks.
Well, he's not going to.
And you gave up much or nothing. Well, you don't know.
Well, you want to bet me?
No, I wouldn't bet you.
No, I'm just...
I do wonder if they found out Lynch.
Nope.
Can you answer this? Lynch and Shanny found out Mac Jones is a quarterback for the rest of the season. Does that change their approach on trying to get help defensively, or did we get the answer to that question just by this move?
See, I don't think they're getting, I don't think they made this move to get better. I think they made this move because they absolutely looked at their roster and said, we don't have enough quality players. There's a guy over in New England, similar to kind of what happened to Huff in Philly, who wasn't playing the position he wanted, didn't play a lot. They took a flyer on him. Okay, he's really helped when he's played. But I just think now they look, they feel like they're so decimated that they just got to get some players in here.
So you think if they win, whoever quarterbacks this Sunday, they're 6-2 now, Steiny. And we talked about it. Willard brought it up. Look at the teams that are behind the Niners. So that's a big part of, you know, you ain't got to win 100 games. But the bottom line is, do you think that would change Lynch and Kyle's approach, and York for that matter, to get some more reinforcement, maybe a more expensive one, to go in this year?
I'd be surprised. I really would be surprised if, you know, if this front office, let me see, what do you got? 1, 2, 3. I'd be shocked if they give up a top first or second round pick.
Even a third
feels pretty risky. Yeah. So I think that's where I'm at with the 49ers. But like, I don't think any 49er player is thinking, you know what? We got our reinforcements, and John Lynch believes that we can get over the hump. I don't look at this one like that at all.
Because you could throw back at me, I know we're up against it.
This is like a survival trade.
Yeah, but if week 10 is real for Ayuk and somehow Pearsall gets over this, what's ailing him, Steiny? I mean, who's to say? And Purdy comes back, there go your reinforcements on the offensive side of the ball right there.
888-957-9570 is the number. Brock Purdy, Mac Jones. What is going on with Brock Purdy? And where's the urgency to get him back? Like, kind of from the fans and from the team. Is there something going on? Hey, it's a Warriors Wednesday, and don't forget, we got Keith Smith coming up at noon today. Spotrac Sports also is a host at Front Office, a great show on YouTube about sports, business, and sports. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.